At the end of Parshas Kisetze, we read about the mitzvah of Mechias Amalek, our obligation to wipe out any remnant of Amalek. So let me ask you this question. How many times is the word Amunah mentioned in the Torah? Interestingly, there's only one time in the entire Torah where the word Amunah is mentioned, and that is by the battle with Amalek. There are various versions of the word Amunah, V'amin b'Hashem v'Moshe Avdoi, Ne'eman b'chol beisi Ne'eman, in Parsha Shemois, V'eman ha'am, V'hein lo yaminu li. But the actual word Amunah appears only one time in the Torah, and that is when Moshe Rabbeinu picked up his hands while the Yidden fought against Amalek. In Parshas B'Shalach, the Torah tells us, V'hi yodav Amunah ad boy ha'shamash. His hands were Amunah until the setting of the sun. What does it mean that Moshe's hands were Amunah? So there's no exact translation in English or in any language for the word Amunah. Some translate as faith or trust, loyalty or reliance. But in this context, V'hi yodav Amunah, Amunah means strong. Moshe's hands were strong. They were unwavering. What's the connection between Amunah and being strong? So Dovra Melech says in Tehillim, Ha'amanti ki adaber ani anisi miyod. Dovra Melech said, Adaber, I would talk to myself, ani anisi, my pain, my suffering is ma'oid. It's just too much. I can't handle it anymore. When we are experiencing hardship, the natural reaction is ki adaber. We talk to ourselves. Ani anisi miyod. I'm in so much pain. I can't deal with this anymore. Why isn't my child coming around? Why isn't the shidduch working out? Why am I still not well? Why am I still struggling with parnasa? I can't do this anymore. So David HaMelech said, Ki adaber, whenever I started talking and I said, Ani ani simioid, I'm in such pain, I'm suffering so much. Hemanti, I believed. I pulled out my Amunah card. I had faith in Hashem. I didn't question His ways. I believed that Hashem knows exactly what He's doing, and will all work out in the end. My Amunah kept me going. That is why the Torah says, V'hi yodav Amunah. Moshe's hands were Amunah. His hands were strong. It was his Amunah that kept him strong. So David HaMelech tells us, Hemanti, it is our Amunah that gives us the strength to face life's most difficult challenges. And with that, I'd like to share with you an amazing story. A younger man, a salesman from the tri-state area, had a big meeting scheduled in Boston with Staples, the big office supply company. He prepared for weeks, and he had very high hopes. And since it was a five-hour drive, he tried to arrange another meeting on the same day with TJ Maxx. He tried and he tried, but it could not be arranged. Finally, the day arrives, and he gathers all of his samples and his laptop, and he reviews his presentation, and he sets out on the road. He arrives at the location, and he meets with the buyers in a big conference room. And he gets up there, and he does his presentation, and he displays all of his samples. After 10 minutes, they tell him, sorry, this is not for us. Thanks for coming. So normally, he would be crushed. All that time, all that effort, all for naught. But this time, he strengthened himself, and he reacted with Amunah. He told himself, this is from Hashem. I needed to drive here for a reason. I don't know what it is, but I fully accept not getting into Staples. He packs up all of his gear, he sits into his car, he puts his address into Waze, and he's ready to return home. But then his phone rings. He picks it up, and it's the TJ Maxx buyer. He says, Abe, are you in the area? It turns out I have some time today. Someone just canceled. Can you come by now? And he says, sure, I'll be right over. He met with the TJ Maxx buyer, and the buyer loved all of his stuff, and he placed a huge order. Hemanti ki adaber. Who knows? Maybe it was only because of his Amunah that his Amunah was so strong that he was zoiche to this connection. In these days of Chodesh El, we prepare for the Yom HaDin. In Megillas Esther, it says, V'yas ha-melech k'dvar memuchan. Melech in the Megillah, as we know, is metaphorically referring to Hashem. The Svar Magdoshim say, V'yas ha-melech k'dvar memuchan. V'yas ha-melech. Hashem will do on Rosh Hashanah k'dvar memuchan. As we prepared in Chodesh El, why k'dvar memuchan? Because ha-manti ki adaber. If we speak about Amunah, if we say to ourselves that I accept everything that Hashem does, that Amunah will keep us strong despite any hardship, and will help us win a favorable judgment on Rosh Hashanah. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.